In another frustrating finish, four costly turnovers doomed the Jaguars Sunday against the New York Jets. 28-23, the loss at MetLife Stadium dropped the Jags to 2-6. And welcome to Inside the Jaguars, presented by FanDuel, J.P. Shadrick with Jeff Lagerman on the day after. Turnovers. Four costly turnovers in the game. A couple of picks and a fumble by Bortles, the muff punt by Marshall. Aggressive turnovers, but turnovers nonetheless.
Yeah, 2 weeks before that, you were talking about getting turnovers in bunches and winning a ball game in London. This week, you're giving away turnovers in bunches. Three on offense, one in the kicking game. The kicking game continues to be a problem, although Jason Myers was nice. I mean, he had a nice game, you know, going back to his old stomping grounds close to Marist College. Had a nice day, but special teams in the first half, the field position battle was lost. And then you give up a muff punt at point-blank range to make it back to a two-possession game. You just can't have that.
Defensively, the Jaguars' mindset was to stop the run. Ivory didn't get much done yesterday, 26 yards on 23 carries. But the Jags' defense missed a couple of opportunities to get takeaways.
Well, and that's the problem, you know, especially there at the end of the ballgame where Telvin Smith punched the ball out on Chris Ivory. Paul Posluszny had his hands on it oh so close and wasn't able to get it. But, you know, defensively overall, I thought they did a wonderful job against Chris Ivory. Chris Ivory has been the main driving force of that Jets offense and their production and their wins all season long, and they got it done. But they've got a quarterback with an ailing left thumb. And he was sharp, and he was efficient, and I think he was the difference maker in the ball game because the Jaguars quarterback turned the ball over three times.
Well, the minus those turnovers, the offense had a pretty darn good day. Bortles had a career high in yardage. Allen Hurns and Allen Robinson, their star continues to rise. The first time a Jags receiving duo has had 120 yards each in a game ever. Some good things on offense yesterday.
Some great things. I mean, Allen Robinson made a catch that was just absolutely tremendous, highlight worthy. Allen Hurns continues to be a great player. I mean, six consecutive games with a touchdown. The youngest player in the NFL to do that since Rob Gronkowski. Impressive stuff. But, you know, all the stats and everything don't matter. The only one that matters is the one in the win and the one in the loss column.
That's right. And we know fans want it, and certainly coaches and players want wins right now. But for senior correspondent Brian Sexton, success takes time.
When you're playing golf and you're shooting 120, it's fairly easy to improve. A few lessons and some time on the range, and the low to mid-90s is achievable. But going from 90 to 80 is much harder. That takes more than a few lessons. That takes mastery. In his book, The Tipping Point, How Little Things Can Make a Big Difference, best-selling author Malcolm Gladwell puts mastery of any subject at 10,000 hours on task. The Jaguars aren't there yet, but they're making progress. Sunday in New York, Blake Bortles hit a new career high with 381 yards, and his dynamic duo of Allen Hurns and Allen Robinson became the first receiver tandem in team history, with each receiver hitting the 120-yard mark in the same game. That's good stuff, but it's not mastery. Bortles fumbled with a chance to take the lead late in the game, and both Allens dropped passes that would have extended drives. Same thing on the defense, where they put the clamps down on Chris Ivory, who gained 26 of the Jets' 29 rushing yards on 23 carries. Very good, but not mastery. They couldn't generate any consistent pressure on Ryan Fitzpatrick, who had too much time to throw, and in the third, hit a lumbering tight end for a big gain to set up a touchdown. If it takes 10,000 hours to reach mastery of any skill or subject, that's more than 812 hour days. That's nearly 3 years at 12 hours a day. And on Sunday in New York, they proved they aren't there yet. The Jaguars are clearly getting closer than they have been in years. Anyone can see the improvement. But until they master the art of protecting the football, especially in key situations, winning will seem light years away.
Brian, thank you. Jaguars All Access Television tonight. Who you got?
We got Allen Robinson tonight. It's going to be interesting talking to him. He had a great matchup against what many view as a future Hall of Famer, Darrelle Revis. They had a little jersey exchange after the game, so we'll talk to him about all that.
Sounds pretty cool tonight at 7 on Channel 4. It's also Jaguars Monday on 1010XL Radio tonight. Baselli and Prisco will be primed and ready at 6 o'clock. Gus Bradley speaking to the media this afternoon. We'll have it right here on Jaguars.com. That's it for today on Inside the Jaguars, presented by FanDuel.